This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. You sent over some really interesting material about online customer reviews, basically, where to focus your energy, what really matters.
Yeah, exactly.
So today we're diving straight into figuring out the key strategies to, you know, make those reviews work for you without feeling like you're just chasing every single comment across the internet.
That's definitely the right approach. It's so easy to get lost in like the sheer volume of online chatter. But smart businesses, they understand that it's really about quality over quantity when it comes to review platforms.
Right.
Think of it this way. Those online reviews are kind of the modern equivalent of a powerful referral network. They act as instant social proof. And, well, in today's market, that trust signal can be the deciding factor for a potential customer.
Totally.
Positive reviews are absolute gold for building that trust and long-term loyalty. And actually, even negative ones, if you handle them thoughtfully, they can be an opportunity.
Okay, so the material you shared, it really kicks things off by emphasizing the, like, absolute necessity of knowing exactly who you're trying to connect with.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about understanding your target audience inside and out,
mm-hmm.
and even creating these buyer personas.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that groundwork so crucial when we're talking about online reviews?
Oh, it's the bedrock. Seriously. Before you even think about where your customers might be leaving reviews, you need a crystal clear picture of who those customers are.
Uh-huh.
Buyer personas, they go beyond just basic demographics. They're detailed, almost fictional representations of your ideal customers. You're digging into their motivations, their online habits, the specific websites they frequent, and crucially, where they go to seek out and share information about products or services like yours.
So it's not enough to just say our customers are small business owners. It's about drilling down into the specifics of those owners.
Exactly. Yeah, you'd want to consider things like what kind of online communities do they participate in? Which social media platforms do they actively use? What are their biggest challenges in their business? And what kind of information sources do they trust? Once you have that detailed understanding, you can make much more informed decisions about where they are likely to be looking for and, importantly, leaving reviews. Are they more likely to trust, say, a peer recommendation on an industry forum? Or are they primarily relying on general platforms like Google?
That makes total sense. You're basically aiming your efforts where your ideal customer is actually spending their time and attention.
Precisely.
Now, once you have that clear picture of your audience, the next logical step is to figure out where these online conversations are actually taking place. The material you shared highlights a few key areas, starting with Google Business Profile. That seems like, well, like a must-have for pretty much any business.
Oh, absolutely. For any business with a physical location or that serves a specific geographic area, Google Business Profile is absolutely fundamental. It's a free tool, puts your key business info right in front of people on Google Search and Maps.
Wow.
And directly relevant to our topic today, it has a very prominent and easily accessible review and rating system. I mean, think about your own search behavior, right? When you're looking for a local coffee shop or maybe a plumber nearby.
Yeah.
Those star ratings and the little snippets of customer feedback are often the very first things you see, and they definitely play a big role in your decision-making process.
Without a doubt. I know personally, I often filter my searches based on star ratings. It's just easy.
Exactly.
What's fascinating about Google Business Profile is how seamlessly those reviews are integrated right into the search results themselves. You don't have to click through multiple links to get that general sense of customer sentiment.
Spot on.
Okay, the next category mentioned was industry-specific review sites. Can you explain why these can be so valuable?
Yeah, these can be incredibly powerful because they cater to a very specific audience, people who are actively seeking information and opinions within a particular sector.
Hmm.
So, like, if you're a software company, you should be looking at platforms that specifically review software solutions. If you're in hospitality, your focus should be on travel and hotel review sites, you know?
That makes sense.
The users on these niche platforms are often really deeply engaged and usually have a high degree of interest, maybe even expertise in that area. So their reviews tend to carry significant weight within the industry. It's really worth the time to research and identify the leading, most respected platforms in your specific field.
That's a great point. It's like the difference between a general interest magazine and a highly specialized trade publication. The audience is much more targeted and well-informed.
Exactly that.
The material also brought up social media platforms, which I think many businesses primarily view as marketing and communication channels. But they're also significant places where customers share their experiences, aren't they?
Absolutely. Platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they're far more than just tools for broadcasting your marketing messages. They are also vibrant spaces where customers naturally share their experiences, both positive and negative, often in real time.
Right.
People might leave a comment directly on your business page or tag your business in a post about their experience or even discuss your brand within relevant online communities or by using specific hashtags. It's just essential to actively monitor these channels and be aware of the conversations happening around your business and your industry.
So on these platforms, it's maybe less about formal star ratings and more about the ongoing organic conversations and mentions. Is that fair?
That's a key distinction, yeah.
No.
While some platforms like Facebook do have formal review sections, on others, it's much more about actively listening to and engaging with mentions, comments, and just the overall sentiment expressed in relevant conversations. You really need to have some kind of system in place to keep an eye on what people are saying about you and your competitive landscape across these social channels.
Interesting. The next category highlighted was online directories. Platforms like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Angie's List. Are these still relevant for businesses in today's digital environment? I sometimes wonder.
They absolutely can still hold significant value, yeah. It particularly depends on your specific industry and your target customer demographic. Many people actually do still turn to these directories when they are actively searching for local businesses or very specific types of services.
Okay.
The critical thing here is just to ensure that your business listing is accurate, comprehensive, and up to date on these platforms. And importantly, to actively monitor and engage with any reviews that are left. Overlooking these directories could mean missing out on connecting with potential customers who are actively seeking out businesses just like yours.
Okay, good to know. And the final category mentioned was influencer reviews. That feels like a slightly different ballgame. How do those fit into the overall strategy?
Yeah, it is a bit different. Influencers and bloggers who specialize in your particular niche can wield significant influence over their audience's perceptions. Their reviews and endorsements carry weight because their followers often trust their opinions and expertise.
Right, that built-in trust.
Exactly. So identifying relevant and reputable influencers in your field and potentially collaborating with them for product reviews or service evaluations, that can be a very powerful way to reach a highly targeted audience and build credibility. This isn't necessarily about formal structured reviews like a Google review, but their endorsements can act as a really potent form of social proof.
All right, so we've covered a whole range of online spaces where customer feedback lives. But as the material rightly points out, not all of these platforms are going to be equally important or effective for every single business. So how do you actually go about evaluating which platforms deserve your primary attention and focus?
Okay, yeah, there are several really key factors to consider here. First and foremost is the user base of the platform.
Right.
Does it align with your target audience profile? Are the users active and genuinely engaged in conversations and reviews? There's simply no value in dedicating resources to a platform where your ideal customers just aren't spending their time.
Makes sense.
Second, you need to assess the authority and trustworthiness of the platform itself, specifically within your industry. Is it a reputable source that people in your sector genuinely trust?
Okay.
Third, take a look at search engine visibility. Does content from this platform tend to appear prominently in search results when people are looking for businesses like yours or for keywords related to your products or services?
Good point.
And finally, conducting a thorough competitor analysis can provide really valuable insights. Where are your main competitors receiving the bulk of their reviews? That can be a very strong indicator of the platforms that are most relevant to your shared customer base.
That's a really clear and actionable framework for thinking about it. So it's not just about chasing the platform with the largest overall number of users, but really identifying the ones where your ideal customers are most active and where their opinions and feedback carry the most weight and influence.
Exactly. It's about strategic focus.
Now, once a business has figured out where they should be focusing their attention, the material you provided strongly emphasizes the crucial step of actively engaging with those customer reviews. Why is this ongoing engagement so important? It seems like extra work.
It might seem like extra work, but engagement is absolutely vital. It sends a clear signal that you are actively listening to your customers, that you genuinely care about their experiences, and that you are truly committed to providing excellent service.
Okay.
Responding promptly and professionally to all reviews, both the positive and the negative, is absolutely key. For positive reviews, even a simple, personalized thank you can go a long way in reinforcing that positive experience and building long-term loyalty.
And the negative ones, that's the tricky part.
Right.
For negative reviews, it presents a crucial opportunity to directly address the concerns raised, offer meaningful solutions where possible, and ultimately demonstrate your unwavering commitment to customer satisfaction. Even in situations where you can't fully resolve an issue right there in the public forum, a thoughtful and empathetic response shows potential future customers that you take feedback seriously and are willing to engage and find solutions.
It's almost like turning a potential negative into a positive marketing moment, in a way, by showcasing how you handle criticism and address customer concerns.
Precisely. You're demonstrating your values in action. What are some of the real best practices for crafting effective responses to these reviews, both good and bad?
Good question.
Well, definitely be prompt in your responses. Aim to address reviews within, say, 24 to 48 hours if possible. Always maintain a professional and empathetic tone, even if the review itself feels negative or unfair.
Yeah, resist the urge to argue. Exactly. Acknowledge the specific feedback provided, even if you don't agree with every single point that was made. If there are specific issues raised, address them directly and offer a concrete solution or maybe a next step for the customer to take to resolve the issue, like providing a direct contact email or phone number to continue the conversation offline.
Take it private if needed.
Right. Importantly, avoid getting defensive or argumentative in your public response. And for positive reviews, try to go beyond just a generic thank you. Maybe mention something specific that you appreciated about their feedback or their experience to make the response feel more personal and genuine. Remember, your responses aren't just for the individual who left the review. They're for everyone who reads it in the future.
That makes a lot of sense. It's about demonstrating your commitment to service and showing that you're actively listening and willing to act on feedback. Now, the material you shared also included a really helpful FAQ section, which addressed some of the common questions that businesses have about navigating this whole world of online reviews.
Yeah, that's right.
One of the first questions was about the core benefits of actively managing and paying attention to customer reviews. Can we quickly recap some of those key advantages?
Absolutely. So, as we touched on earlier, customer reviews provide invaluable social proof, which is just essential for building trust and establishing credibility, especially with potential customers who are unfamiliar with your business.
Crucial.
They have a significant impact in influencing purchasing decisions, as people often rely heavily on the experiences of others when making choices. Reviews also play a critical role in improving your overall online reputation, which can be a major factor in attracting new customers. And, well, ultimately, a strong review profile can directly contribute to boosting sales and fostering long-term customer loyalty. It really becomes this positive feedback loop where positive experiences lead to positive reviews, which in turn attract more customers.
Nice loop to be in. Another common question was whether all online review platforms hold the same level of importance for every business, which, you know, we've already discussed in detail.
Right.
But it's worth reiterating that the answer is a definite no. The relevance of a platform is highly dependent on your specific target audience, your industry, the platform's authority within that industry, and the level of engaged users.
Absolutely dependent.
Another significant question was about the importance of responding to negative reviews, and the answer there was a clear and emphatic yes. Can you just briefly reiterate why actively addressing negative feedback is so critical?
Yeah, sure. Responding to negative reviews professionally and in a timely manner demonstrates that you value all customer feedback and that you're proactive in addressing concerns. It can significantly mitigate the potential negative impact of the review by showing your commitment to customer satisfaction and your willingness to find resolutions.
Right.
It also provides an invaluable opportunity to potentially win back a dissatisfied customer and, just as importantly, to show future customers how you handle challenges and prioritize customer care. Ignoring negative feedback can often be perceived as, well, a lack of concern or even an admission of guilt.
Yeah, silence can be damning. The FAQ section also touched on effective and ethical strategies for encouraging customers to leave reviews. What are some recommended approaches for doing that without being pushy?
Good question. The key principle here is to encourage feedback in a way that feels natural and doesn't pressure customers to leave only positive reviews. And crucially, always to adhere strictly to the guidelines of each specific review platform. They all have slightly different rules.
Okay.
Consider implementing simple follow-up emails after a purchase or service delivery, politely asking for their feedback, and providing direct links to your preferred review platforms. Make it easy for them.
Reduce the friction.
Exactly. You can also include subtle review requests in your marketing communications, maybe at the bottom of email newsletters or on thank you pages on your website. Making it as easy as possible for satisfied customers to share their experiences is really crucial.
And finally, there was a question about the advisability of deleting or hiding negative reviews. The general consensus seems strongly against this practice. Could you explain the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, transparency is just absolutely fundamental for building and maintaining customer trust. Attempting to delete or hide negative reviews can often backfire badly and come across as dishonest if it's discovered.
Yeah, people notice.
They do. And actually, a few negative reviews interspersed with many positive ones can actually lend more authenticity and credibility to your overall review profile, as long as you are responding to those negative reviews thoughtfully and professionally.
Interesting point. Makes it look more real.
Exactly. Instead of trying to bury negative feedback, focus your efforts on addressing the underlying issues and demonstrating your commitment to resolving problems. That approach builds far more trust in the long run.
Okay, this has been an incredibly insightful deep dive into the world of online customer reviews. It's really clear that there's a lot more to it than just passively collecting stars.
Definitely.
So to bring everything together, what's the single most important takeaway you want our listeners to remember from all this?
I think the most crucial aspect is to be highly strategic about where you focus your time and energy regarding online reviews. Truly understanding your ideal customer and then meticulously researching and prioritizing the review platforms that are most relevant to that specific audience. That will be significantly more effective in the long run than trying to spread yourself too thin across every single platform out there.
Focus is key. And what's one actionable piece of advice you'd leave our listeners with that they can think about right now?
Okay, take a moment right now. Just really visualize your ideal customer. Where do they typically spend their time online when they are actively researching products or services similar to yours? That specific online space is very likely one of the key places where you should begin focusing your efforts on both monitoring and actively engaging with customer reviews. Start there.
Great starting point.
And finally, maybe consider this. Every single customer review, regardless of whether it's glowing or critical, offers a direct and an unfiltered glimpse into your customer's actual experience with your business. What subtle but potentially crucial patterns might you be consistently overlooking by not proactively seeking out and carefully analyzing this valuable feedback across the right online platforms? Something to think about.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.